Welcome back to Cindy Palin, Music and Words, as we explore a new children's book, the inspiration, writing, illustrations, and more. So Danielle, it's so great that you could be here today and talk about this new project we're working on. How did we come to be working on it together?
We've been friends for a little while, and when you asked me to do the illustrations for your book, I was very honored and happy to be able to participate.
So I'm curious, Danielle, when was the first time that you knew you liked to draw or color with a pencil?
Probably around second grade or so, when I was doing all these drawings of little box horses and just really enjoyed drawing. My brother was actually always a better artist in my family, but it turned out that I was the one that grew up into an artist.
Well, you've certainly evolved. You've worked hard and your passion is evident in all you do. Your landscapes and some of the other things that you like to paint and draw. I know we planned an art show together a couple years back. It was really successful. It was in Olds at the location that's now called Olds Town Square. I think I stretched you quite a bit when I said, do you think you'd want to illustrate for this book?
Yes, that's correct. I've never done illustrations for a children's book, and I haven't really ever considered myself to be particularly good at drawing people. So I was a little bit anxious when you asked me, but I wanted to give it a try.
I think it's really important to go with our gut because some beautiful things can happen. And I know talking to you about the content of the book and then just letting you, you know, fly with some of the ideas, it's really been unique to see what has come out of your brain and onto the paper. Might be kind of nice for our listeners to get to know you a little bit better. You started drawing when you were young, but did you study art at all?
Yes, I did. I went to Red Deer College right after I graduated from high school. I finished my first year and then went back several years later to finish the first half of my second year.
One of the first signs that you were a studied artist was for me to see the variety of mediums that you worked in. I've seen you craft jewelry, do collage, as well as painting and sketches. I sure appreciate what you can do. So I know we're not talking a lot about the book, but I think there's a reason to that. We want to kind of develop our conversations over these next few episodes, give away a little bit of information at a time. And I thought it might be kind of nice to introduce a character along the way. What are your thoughts?
I think that would be a great idea. I think that you should introduce the main character of the little girl.
Well, I think you're right. Stay tuned, everyone, as we give you more information about what the book is about and what this child is experiencing, what she sees through her eyes. Danielle, I'm so excited that you're helping me with this project, that it's a team effort, that we're learning things together.
Thank you for having me and allowing me to participate in this conversation, and also for the opportunity to work on the book with you. I'm excited as we unravel more about this story and let the audience know more about what the book is about.
Keep watch midweek on all our social media platforms for our main character's debut. And should you have questions on writing, publishing, or illustrating, please see the links in this podcast episode. Follow along with my blog post as we develop the episodes to come. Cindy Palin, Music and Words on Anchor FM by Spotify.